Hello everyone, this is State Conservation Officer Michael Miller with the Iowa DNR. I'll be filling in for Ben Wallace this week, here to give you your weekly hunting and fishing report. Well, we have a big weekend coming up. It is our statewide opening pheasant season, always falls on the last Saturday of October. This is looking to be a great weekend for hunting upland game birds, particularly pheasants, as we've had a lot of corn and beans being harvested. Also, every year in August, roadside counts are performed, and this year the number of pheasants observed were at a 20-year high, so hunters are looking forward to a great season. A few rules and regulations to keep in mind when out hunting this weekend. Hunters 16 years of age and older need a hunting license, a habitat fee, while hunters 15 years of age and younger do not need any licenses, but they do need to be with a licensed adult. Most everyone knows this, but only roosters or male birds are legal to harvest for pheasants. The daily bag limit on pheasants is 3 roosters per person per day. Gray partridge numbers are up this year locally, so on the off chance you get into a covey of partridge, the daily bag limit is 8 partridge per hunter per day. And if you run into some bobwhite quail, it also is 8 quail per hunter per day. From a safety aspect, hunters are also required by law to wear blaze orange when hunting pheasants or any other upland game bird. At least a minimum of 50% blaze orange on a hat or a vest, but obviously the more blaze orange you wear, the better. Pheasant hunting can be a great way to get out and enjoy the outdoors and get some exercise, but safety should be at the forefront. Hunters need to be aware of muzzle discipline and always know what is in front of your target and beyond your target before pulling the trigger. Duck and goose season will continue to be open. Our north zone opened up a couple weekends ago. The central zone opened up last weekend. Hunters are allowed 6 ducks per person per day. And now with the reopening of the Canada goose season, it is 3 Canada geese per person per day. Unlike the early season where you can shoot 2, the later season you can shoot 3. Goose numbers remain fairly high in the area. We've had some decent migration of geese, but the duck numbers have been somewhat disappointing considering the cooler weather and strong northwest winds that we've had this past week. Last weekend, our statewide early muzzleloader season closed down, but archery season is still open until December. With the rut right around the corner and cooler temperatures here, deer hunting should soon be hitting its peak. To hunt deer during archery season, a hunter must possess a hunting license, a habitat fee, and a deer tag in their name. If a hunter is successful, they are required to call in or go on the app or go on a computer and confirm their harvest and receive a confirmation number. Keep in mind when you're out on the roadways, deer crossings will be higher than normal at all hours of the day, not just the evening. Late October and most of the month of November is when we see deer activity really hit its peak. And like I said, it's not just in the evening time. Those bucks will be chasing does during the daylight. On to the fishing report. Water temperatures have dropped into the low 50s for most of the northwest Iowa area, especially with that cold front that we had move in midweek. Temperatures have remained cool and probably will continue to remain that way. Black Hawk water temperature is 53 degrees. Walleye fishing has been fair on Black Hawk. Anglers are starting to pick up more walleye from shore. Jigs tipped with a minnow, even throwing some crankbaits. Any area that is a windblown shore where the wind is coming in has been good for activity when it comes to walleye, and evening fishing has been good too. As that sun starts to set and it gets darker, those walleye activity will pick up. Black crappie fishing has been fair. Anglers have had some luck from the fish house in Town Bay and near the stone piers. Most of the fish are smaller, but a few of the big keepers are being picked up. On to North Twin Lake, water temperature is 53 degrees. Yellow bass fishing has been fair. Use a piece of crawler on a small hook or a jig under a bobber near shore. Catch bass up to 8 inches long when it comes to yellow bass. Black bullhead fishing on North Twin has been fair. Use a piece of crawler fished on the bottom near shore. Most fish are 11 inches. On to Storm Lake, water temperature is 52 degrees. Walleye fishing has been slow. Shore fishing action will likely pick up as these water temperatures drop. Yellow perch fishing has been fair. Keepers are being caught in the 9-inch range. Channel cat fishing has been fair. Try crawlers or cut bait on the bottom fish from shore in 2 to 8 feet of water. In Swan Lake, black crappie fishing has been fair. And bluegill fishing has been slow. They are picking up a few 7 to 8 inches. If you do get the opportunity to go out this weekend, make sure that you take a youngster out with you so they can enjoy and appreciate all the outdoor opportunities that Iowa has to offer. That's all the time that I have for this week. This is State Conservation Officer Michael Miller with the Iowa DNR, wishing you good hunting and fishing.